we start with the NXT press conference. So again, I ask you for silence, especially at the back of the room. So we start with Joel. Joel, it's a pleasure to have you here again. I mean, you've been with us in the beginning of the season, getting some podium, but here you are today because you've got the first GP win. So just tell us how you feel.
Yeah, I'm really happy. 2 weeks ago in Sweden, I had a good GP already. Then I had problems with the rear brake, so I wasn't on the podium. But I'm really happy to get my first win and to be able to ride at 100% again. So I'm really happy.
What happened in that second heat? Because you entered the pit lane at some point. Just tell us.
Oh yeah, after I think 30 meters, I didn't have such a good start, and there was a big water pool on the start, so my goggles were full of water, and I ride, I think, 4 laps with them, but then I had to put them off. And then I was riding just my own pace, waiting till to make some gap. And then right before I come into the pit, I tried to get really close to Max Anstey, but you couldn't pass without goggles, so then I come into the pit, and I charged a few laps really hard, and I passed some guys, and then the last 4 laps I had to take it easy because I ran out of water, so.
How much the track took you? I mean, with the layout,
I think it was okay. Yeah, it's a little bit sandy, but I think it's just everything coming together again. I'm starting to feel good again, and I don't think it was especially the track or something like that, but it's just me feeling good again, I think.
What's the goal of Joey Roland now? Do you think that you can make it also what you did in the beginning of the season to repeat his result until the end?
I think I was on a good way already in Sweden, so I think it should have been 2 podiums in a row already, but I just take it race by race. I have no stress at all. The bike's really good. I'm starting to get good again, and I just try to finish the season really strong, and then we will see.
Thank you. Any questions for Joey Roland, winner of this lovely Olympics? So thank you. We pass the word now to second classifier today, Jeremy. Could not make it for the top. You are second. A bit disappointed maybe for that first race, first in the cries you have, and how are you feeling for this second position?
Yeah, you know, I'm disappointed for sure because what Jose Butron did the first moto was not so nice, but just the way it is. And I didn't feel good after that that crash, you know. It was taking me a long time to get in my rhythm again, but finally I finished third, so it was good for me, you know. Second moto, I had a whole shot. I was riding, actually, it's pretty easy, comfortable, and, you know, I heard some noise at the bike, so I had to slow down also a little bit because I was scared to break it. I feel bad for Jeffrey, you know, that he broke the engine. I feel bad for Tommy too because, you know, it's not nice to have DNFs, but it's just the way it is in our sport. So, but it was a good day and happy to be second.
How is your ankle? Did the crash affect it a little bit, your previous injury, or everything is fine?
I went straight after the moto to check with the photos, you know. Nothing is wrong, but I have a lot of pain under the ankle when I walk. But yeah. It should be okay in a few days, and it was just a stupid move, that's it, and but it's over now, and I don't care. I'm happy with second place.
Thank you, Jeremy. Any questions for Jeremy Horvitz? Second of the last. Yes,
hi. Yeah, you know, I'm really happy to be on 12 points from Tommy, you know, but I don't like that they lose points with DNFs, but I had a DNF last weekend also, so like I said, it's just the way it is in our sport, and I'm happy, and I hope I can finish second at the end of the year. That's the goal. Ah, for sure. I want to win, you know. I always want to win. Today was pretty close. I just didn't make it, but I'm on my way there. Stefan is pushing me really hard, and we'll get there really soon. You know, you always want to win as a rider, also the championship, but, you know, Tommy and Jeffrey and Joel are fast riders, so it's not going to be easy, but yeah, I'm still in the game, so let's see what the next races will give.
Yeah, I feel me so good, you know, I don't believe, it's just amazing day for me, and yeah, like I said yesterday to the press conference, my goal was to do one podium before the end of the season, and I do that today, so I am really, really happy, but when I was riding, I don't think, because I didn't know, but that's my first podium, and this podium stay all the year in my head for sure, and yeah, I would like to thank everybody. I would like to thank Stefan because we worked really hard this winter. I would like to thank my father, all my family, and all KTM team because yeah, we do so good work, and I am so happy.
And I don't know, the track, I guess it fit you also because you enjoyed it. You could get the result, you could keep the pace, you could keep the rhythm of all the others. So. Was it also good for you, also this
mad
race that we have there, that crazy race
you have? Yeah, for sure, that race was really not easy because it was raining much before the second race. And yeah, but I took a good start and I was just behind Jerry. But after Joel was really fast, he passed me, Jeffrey also. But yeah, I am also really disappointed for Jeffrey because normally it's him who will be on the podium. But just as a race, and I can say nothing more. I am so happy.
Do you think you can repeat it? I mean, you have extra confidence now because you know you can do it again now. So do you have extra confidence maybe to see you again on the podium?
Yeah, for sure. I would like to do another podium. But yeah, I do one podium this weekend, but if I don't do the podium next weekend, it's not important, you know, I just give you my best every race and we will see what happens.
Any questions? Thank you, Jordi. Any questions for Jordi? PCS there today here in the Grand Prix of Latvia. So thank you, Jordi. And last but not least, we have Jeffrey Herling here as the leader of the MX2 class. Tell us, Jeffrey, what a weekend for you. Difficult, tough.
Yeah, been a tough weekend, you know, got a DNF yesterday while I was leading, then, you know, was on last gate pick for today, so I had to come off from all the way outside. First moto, some guys went in front of me and, you know, it came out pretty bad, but by the time I got in third, you know, Joel was just in front of me, but he could get past Nichols really quick, and I had some problems with that, so I had to manage finish in second, but then second moto, riding went really well, but after three or four laps, I hear something was wrong with the engine. I don't know exactly what it was, but I already heard it, so it could have been a GP win, but it didn't happen. But end of all, it's been a tough GP. I had two DNFs out of the three races this weekend, but I hope to come back stronger next week in Russia, and I know KTM will work hard, and I will try to not happen again.
Tommy got also two DNFs, but two of them were in the races today, so...
Yeah, well, Tommy does pretty much this thing, and I try to do my thing, and it's really bad that he DNF today twice, you know. I'm feeling really bad for him, but, you know, at the same time, I feel bad for myself, because I could have been having a 65-point lead or something by now, but, you know, as all the guys next to me said, it's racing, and those things are happening, and, yeah, still six races to go, and... hope to have a fair battle with him and hope they don't have DNFs, and from now on just try to win as much races as I can.
Thank you. Any questions from Jeffrey Herling?
So thank you so much. We do have photo opportunity and the press conference is finished. See you all in Russia next weekend.